Thursday night footy, Jay. That means there's one guy that comes into the studio in the morning, and that will be Steve Jacko Jackson.
Hey, Jacko. Good morning, the boys, and I haven't got a clue, have I? Started off already. 1 week down.
Yeah, how'd you go?
Three from eight.
How many did you get, Jay?
I didn't do so well at all, actually.
One?
Well, the Cowboys won. That's the main thing.
Yeah, they were. Okay. That's all that matters.
I didn't tip the Tigers, and look how well the Tigers did.
Oh, the Tigers were awesome.
Shut up, the two of you. I know where this is going.
No, where?
You didn't tip. Hey? You tipped against your
I tipped
team.
Against my Tigers, and they beat the Roosters of all things.
Well, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
That's what you're doing wrong, brother.
Yeah. You don't care.
No. Oh, come on. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. There's money involved. I care.
Well, hopefully round two, you do more with your Tigers. Now, we've got quite a few games to get through this weekend, so let's kick off round two.
Yeah, right, it starts tonight. The Sharks versus the Dragons down at Shark Park.
Sharks going down to the Cows. They weren't too bad, but Dragons, what did we say last week? Ben Hunt, the steering wheel of the Dragons. See, that relieves Gareth Widdop. Gareth Widdop's one of the best 5'8s in the world. Yeah. He is awesome, and he can do anything in the game now. He doesn't have to worry about steering the side round. He just plays his own game, and Vaughan at front row and Packer, you know, what would we say? Front rows and halves.
Mm. And James Graham as well in the squad for the Dragons these days, and he played a fantastic game.
Yeah, he does nothing. Doesn't do anything special, but it's what he gives others. He is so competitive, he makes the other players compete against him in his own side. So, yeah he's awesome. So, you know what? I'm going to go the Dragons again to beat the Sharks.
Right. Now, Friday's game, there's two of them. You got the Chooks against the Dogs.
Oh, let's go the Chooks. They weren't woeful against West Tigers. See, you can only play as good as the other side lets you play. And the Tigers, their defense was awesome. You know, they give it to them. So
they usually have one good game a season.
Well, let's make it this round. Let's go.
Sorry, Dave.
They're playing the Storm. We'll go into that later on. There's no way they're going to win.
Yeah, well, let's go the Roosters on that game.
The Broncos and the Cowboys. This is going to be a great match to watch.
Cowboys.
At Suncorp Stadium too.
They were talking about this on radio. The local derby, and Phil Gould says, the local derby, you know, it's 1,500 kilometres away or whatever. And, but the two Queensland sides and... John, we said they looked a bit clunky last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's been out for a game for a long time. Matt Scott's just looked like he hasn't even missed a game.
Got to cut him some slack a little bit, JT.
But the Broncos themselves, they didn't play extraordinarily well on the weekend either, did they?
Well, I did say about Nick Arima, you know, like you need a dominant halfback in today's competition.
Yep.
And he just didn't really do it for him.
So who are you going to go with?
Well, we're going to go to the Cowboys. Is it going to be another 1 point game?
Yep.
These games are always close.
Like you say, you only need 1 point to win.
That's all. Yep. One point gets you two.
Yep.
Now, there's three games on Saturday. You've got the Warriors against the Titans. The Warriors surprised everyone last weekend.
Well, South Sydney looked the goods at the start. But how many games went last week where they got out to a good lead and the other side run them down. So this was one of them games. So the Warriors at home, always good. And the Titans weren't that bad against my Raiders. But I want to go the Warriors.
The Panthers and the Rabbitohs, which one are you going for?
Oh, definitely Panthers. They were awesome against Parramatta last week.
Yeah. Should I ask
I'm taking
this?
Your tips this week because I'm stuffed.
Well,
go ahead.
I believe, so I'm jumping in front of you here, because you were going to call Melbourne Storm and West Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melbourne Storm, you can back them every week, and you'll get more wins than what you losses. They're just so competitive.
Yeah. That's why they're in their bloody grand final most of the time.
Oh, look, Bellyache's awesome. They lose a player and they bring someone in just as good. Yeah. See, Bellyache coaches a club. He just doesn't coach an A-grade side. He coaches the whole club.
Yep.
And, they're awesome.
All right.
And it's down in Melbourne as well, so it's hard to beat. Now, Sunday's games, you've got the Seagulls versus the Eels. That's always a good one.
This is a tough one because Parramatta got out to a 14-0 start against Penrith.
Yep.
Looked the goods for the first 20 minutes, but then never came out after half time. Manly were okay against Newcastle.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. I'm only going to back Manly because it's a brookie.
Okay, fair enough. And the last game, it's the Raiders against the Knights.
This is hard for you because the Raiders are your team.
Yeah, we've got to go the Raiders.
Yeah.
I've got to go the Raiders. But the Knights, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't think that gel so well because they've got eight first graders that come from other clubs.
Yeah.
And they just sort of look like they've played in them colours for the last couple of years. So, it's going to be a tough one. And they were our bogey side, the Knights. Poor old Raiders. Got out to an 18-0 lead and then got run down by the Titans last week.
Yeah, there you go, hey.
Right, let's go, Raiders.
All right. That's round two. That's all the games.
That's all the games.
Round two.
All said and done.
We'll see how you go next week. Hopefully it's better and better results than it was this week from last week.
I'm hoping. Eight from eight.
You better get eight from eight. All the official coverage of the NRL here on Triple M with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Jay and Dave for breakfast, 23-7. The impossible question is back after 7 o'clock today. Thanks to Coco Cubano, Wood Street in Mackay. Sitting at 19 degrees around Cuddable. Bit chilly this morning. 19 degrees also in Airlie Beach.
Look, I'm thinking about changing my private health insurance, Jay. Which one are you with?
I think it's Medibank.
Medicare, whatever it is. Oh, Medicare's the
Medibank.
That's the public one, Medicare,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Medibank, yeah.
I'm thinking about changing mine. Let's not beat around the bush. I've had a few health issues as of late, and I'm just trying to deal with a private health insurance company that I'm with at the moment, and it's just an absolute nightmare. It really is.
It's in the news quite often, the whole private health, and I saw a study on A Current Affair a couple of weeks ago. People saying, is it actually even worth it? You pay all this money, and do people actually use it? And, you know, when you do need it, does it cover everything you need it to happen?
That's just it.
Good question.
I haven't used it for God knows how many years, and I've always just been pumping the money in each and every month. When you do need it, they make it so difficult for you. You've got to jump through hoops.
What do you mean?
Well, the sleep apnea test that I had to do, right? Not covered at all.
I thought something like that would be. It's not like elective surgery or cosmetic surgery. It's something that's going to help you focus in your health and well-being.
Yeah, I thought so too. You know, even when it comes to glasses as well, like you get a little bit off. Like you've got to see, don't you? You know, you can't get around. Well, it's hard to get around when you can't see a thing. And even then, there was roadblocks in the way there too. And the gap was just. It was huge.
If you go through like some of those companies that find you a good deal, that's how I found my deal with my private health.
Oh, one of those broker type of things.
Yeah, and they'll say, oh, so what are you after? What do you need? And they'll do like they'll shop around and they'll look for the one that most suits you.
Sure.
But even then, you're still like the deals that you get aren't as good as what some of the people advertise. Because I'm like, okay, so what, do I get this if I want? Nah, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I get, a walking frame. Oh, okay, cool. I'll probably need that in about 50 years. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
And by that stage, they'll change it anyway, won't they?
Yeah. Look, it'll be like BYO walking frame.
Yeah. You've got to build it yourself.
Yeah. We're going to give you a walking frame. Here's the nuts and bolts. Here's how you put it together.
Well, here's the thing, you know, I'm actually thinking, because you've got to have private health insurance in this day and age, you know, you can't just, you know, because we're getting a little bit of money here for working and everything else, so you've got to do your duty, you can't just rely on the public health service, but 132710, which private health insurance are you with? I'd like to know what the best deal is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because the one I'm with...
The best deal.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask who you're with now in case you're going to slag them.
No, I'm not going to say who it is anyway.
All right.
But I'm definitely not staying with them, that's for sure. Because they make it way too difficult. And you just hardly get anything whatsoever. So, 132710, who are you with and what do you get out of it? Like, what's your cover?
But that depends on how much you're paying, though.
Well, that's true.
So you can get the top range cover and go, oh, yeah, I get this, but I'm paying $1,000 a month.
Well, yeah, I don't want to pay $1,000 a month, that's for
sure.
Good
bang for your buck. We'll take your calls after Keith Urban this morning, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Possible showers later on in the week, looking mostly fine today, though. It's 19 away from 7. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Traffic, we'll check that coming up in about 15 minutes from now. We're heading for our top today, around 30 degrees, 19 degrees in Mount Pleasant.
Private health insurance. Yeah, we can see your eyes rolling in the back of your head now. Mm. Nobody really likes having it, but it's a necessity in this day and age, isn't it?
You need it to get through in case those unexpected emergencies pop up when it comes to your health.
Yeah, but even the small things like, going through to see the doctor, do you get the private health insurance, the gap there as well? You know, does it your insurance company cover it all? And the reason being, I'm thinking about changing because mine just would not help me whatsoever.
Now, Bill's called about this, the same thing, about health premiums and I guess the health insurance mobs. Bill, what's your take on this, mate?
Mate, I don't actually have private health. Years and years and years ago, when I was a lot younger and I was looking into private health, especially when I started my family, I was actually told by a private health provider not to bother about it. Put your money that you would put into your private health into a savings account and use that.
Yeah, David Kosh says that as well, but what about the tax break when it comes to tax time?
No, I don't think I have enough to worry about that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think you're in the boat with a lot of same with the amount of people around our region there, Bill. I think there's a lot of people in the same boat. Thanks for the call here, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries.
See you, mate. Take it easy.
And I've heard people doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So that money that they would be paying, they put into the account that they would be paying into health.
Yeah.
And sits there waiting.
Well, look, there's only just me to cover, so, you know, I just don't understand why they make it so difficult. Hey, Amanda, which health company are you with?
So I'm with a little firm based in Wollongong called People Care. They're a very small fund. They're a non-for-profit fund, and they're amazing. And I have been with them for 17 years, and literally we will never leave them. When Jack was alive, they paid out over $278,000 to the hospital for his care.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I am very loyal to this fund.
And you weren't out of pocket at all for any medical concerns at all?
Nothing. They paid for us to live on site at the hospital. They literally could not do more for us. Like, they literally, it cost us nothing. He was, you know, for the 28 days that he was with us, it was, we had meal subsidies, we had accommodation, we had the best care in Australia possible. And nothing was ever too much for them, and I've never ever had an issue with them ever since either. So, I could pay my premiums for the rest of my life, and I don't think I'd probably ever pay back, you know, the amount of money that they've paid out for us. So.
Wow. That's amazing. Thanks for your call there, Amanda.
What is it called?
People Care. People Care. Wollongong? Wollongong.
People.
You're writing it down as well, are you?
Oh, just do some research. Just see what they offer.
Yeah,
let's sign on our Facebook page. Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. 13-7 at Triple M. Round two of the NRL tonight, Dave. A few games to get through. Actually, I should say Jacko's in the studio too. After 8, looking at round two tips. Who's playing tonight?
I think it's the Sharks and someone, if I remember correctly.
I know the Cowboys taking on the Broncos round two. We've got the tips on that coming up after 8 this morning with Jacko.
Sharks and Dragons, that's one.
Heading for our top of 30 degrees today. Got a question. You know, when it comes to relationship, and you, in your relationship,
yeah,
everybody listening might be able to clarify this as well.
I think everyone else would have a better idea at it than what I would. But yeah, go ahead.
So we're looking at the time that you set your date of anniversary, or like the what you class as your anniversary date.
Right, okay. Is there a reason behind this?
Well, it's funny because Jamie and I were talking about this the other day, and then you came up with your first year anniversary the other day.
The first date that we had,
yeah.
Which was the first time I met her.
And then Ange, we're talking about her and her relationship, when you clarify as the anniversary of your date. Is it the date that you first met, the date that you first started hanging out, or the date that you have said, yep, we are in a relationship?
Right. Well,
because potentially you have three different dates, don't you?
You could. And that's way too many presents to buy your partner each and every year. So,
because mine's the 11th of September, which is pretty easy to remember anyway.
Yes.
So if I forget that, I'm in strife. So the 11th of September, but that's the first time Jamie and I, we had breakfast together. It was a breakfast date.
Yep, fair enough.
And then we've been sort of inseparable since.
Yeah. Or is it when you consummate? I don't know.
That's far too much.
There's four presents now.
I don't think that's when you clarify your first date.
Right, okay. I think it's the first date for me. Hmm. It's not anything else.
But and you just celebrated your first year.
Yeah, so the first anniversary of our first date. Who would have thought it would last 365 days? There you go. But that's me. That's not for everyone, though. It could be when you said, okay, yep, we are serious.
But who's sitting down and talking about that sort of stuff? Okay, we're in a relationship today. We're going to make it official. If we could just sign here we go. That's a marriage. That's not it's too boring for a start of a relationship.
Or in 2008, you know, is it only classed as a relationship once you put it on Facebook?
2018, you mean?
Oh, did I say 2008? Did I? Okay.
Okay, 10 years ago. 13, 27, 10. When, in your relationship, where do you set the anniversary? Is it the first time you met, the first time you went out on a date, or you spoke about it and said, okay, this is our anniversary date? Or is it like your wedding date, that's the anniversary you remember?
Yeah. I think a lot of people would remember their... Well, actually, no. When it comes to blokes, most blokes wouldn't remember their wedding anniversary.
Because apparently I'm wrong.
Okay.
It should be from the first time we were hanging out, not from the first date that we had for breakfast.
All right. Well, let's confirm whether you're wrong or not.
Yeah.
Okay. 13,
well,
27,
apparently you ask Jamie, I'm always wrong.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that
just
because
he's
yes, your better
Jamie.
Half?
Yeah, Jamie. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, all good.
All right. 13, 27, 10. When do you class... when you're going out on... When's your anniversary? What do you class it as? Is it the first date, your wedding anniversary? Do you talk about it? Whatever.
All right, we'll take your calls after Dean Lewis, Jay and Dave for Brekkie, 17 to 8 at Triple M. Dean Lewis at Triple M, Jay and Dave for Brekkie. It's 14 to 8. Top today, 30 degrees, possible showers over the weekend. 19 degrees at Richmond right now.
Okay, when do you class the anniversary? Is it your first date of when you met someone? Is it your first date? Is it when you first started hanging out? Is it your wedding anniversary that you... That you class it as. What is it?
Mine, I'm putting it down to the first breakfast date. That's on the 11th of September.
Right, okay.
But apparently that's not right. You should be doing it from when you start hanging out.
Yeah, see, we never hung out beforehand. We went to the first date first because we met online.
Mm.
So for us, it was the 13th of March. Jeez, I remember that, don't I?
13th of March?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of days ago. Jim.
Did you do something nice, though, for the anniversary?
Yeah, we went out to dinner, bought her some flowers, picked her up from the airport and everything else.
Oh, you're so romantic.
Yeah.
Jim, in a relationship, when do you clarify in class your first date? Is it the first time you met or the first time, you know, you had your marriage or what?
Well, our anniversary really is the day we put pen to paper and said, hey, we're married. That's the full commitment.
Yeah.
Up until then, there was no commitment. And...
But how long were you together before the wedding, though?
Oh, about 18 months, I suppose.
Okay, right.
Okay, yeah. And how long was the other... Because I would have thought, okay, fair enough, it's when you propose. That's the anniversary, isn't it?
What, when I proposed?
Yeah.
No, because, you know, to be quite honest with you, right up until the day we were married, I was still wondering whether I was going to go through it or not.
Jim, nice knowing you.
Well, it's true because, and I think that I don't think there's a groom or a partner that hasn't had that same thoughts. Is it right? Is it wrong? Mm. Should you do it? Shouldn't you do it? Is it time to run or time to stay? And this goes through your mind because you've give yourself a lifetime commitment.
Yeah, it is. It is a lifetime commitment. Thank you for that, Jim. It's true. Jace, are you in the same boat there, mate?
No, I reckon it's a wedding day, mate.
Wedding day, right.
So what was all that time beforehand?
That was just fun.
What, and you're saying marriage is not fun, Jason?
It's misery.
I hope your wife isn't listening to this.
No, she's in the house, eh?
Okay, right.
Not around.
Oh, you're the boss when she's not around. I think that's in 90% of relationships. Jace, thanks for the call, mate.
I can tell you the funny story about our wedding day. Oh. We got married on New Year's Eve. So I had the helicopter bring her into the rodeo arena. The boys on the bikes bring her around to me. We got married. I got dressed in my rodeo clown gear, done the bullfighting that night. Then we went to find out about her marriage certificate. Well, the bloke had done her marriage. He didn't put it in, so we're not legally married.
Oh.
There is a God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jason, that is the best. Imagine that. Thanks for the call, man. Imagine that, eh?
So how do you split the house and the cars and everything?
Well, if you've been together for so long, that's still classed as marriage anyway. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay, which Sunday is your finest Jay and Dave for Brekkie at Triple M. Catch up now, triplem.com.au.
For Lone Star Rib House, where kids eat free all day. Jay and Dave's last word.
Okay. Somebody say free.
Samantha, you've heard that I've had three losses in a row. This is not fair that you're going against me.
Well, actually, I'm thinking I should have gone Jay, actually.
You can go against me, then. That's fine.
Yep. Okay.
All right, let's go, Jay.
All right. Oh, thank God for that.
Categories. Dave will give
I'm
us a category.
I'm more nervous, but I feel for you, Dave.
Thank you.
I feel for him. All
thank
right.
you very much. Okay.
Dave will give us a category. Each will start with you first. We'll two and fro until one person can't answer, or we give the same answer twice. Here we go.
Okay.
We'll start off with you, Sam. Types of plastic surgery you can get done.
Oh, nose.
Boobs.
cheeks.
Nose.
Oh, I said that first up.
Yep. Okay. Jeez, you're on the ball, Sam. Okay. We'll start with you on the second one, Jay. Yeah. Things you would put in your car.
Clothes for 6 months and not moving.
Car seat.
No. Oh, no.
I mean, car seat covers.
No,
This is going to be a quick game,
right? One apiece.
All right. Category three. Who's starting this one?
This will be Samantha. This actually came from yesterday's conversation with Taylor. Different ways to say hello.
Oh, bonjour.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, g'day.
She just got beaten by the buzzer.
Oh, sorry, Sam. You should have taken Dave to start with.
Oh, I thought today was a winner.
No, you've missed out. Jay's actually scored another win on his board there.
So, thank you, Sam.
Yeah. I thought you were gone. For all money, I thought you were gone in that last one.
Next. Bring my next victim in. Please, next victim. Justin Timberlake at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 5:45, Thursday morning. If you miss anything on the show today or yesterday, any other day, you can go to our website now, triplem.com.au. Finally getting my garden into order. But turn into a green thumb as I get older.
Well, that seems to happen, you know. You start pottering around the house and everything else, make it beautify it up. But
what if there's a part of your brain,
yeah,
like when you reach a certain age where your brain just goes, bing, all of a sudden you like gardening? Because prior to that, couldn't stand it, don't like it, don't care for it.
Just concrete the whole lot?
Concrete the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now the lawns even had veggies.
Really?
And the plants had got... Oh, here's a question.
Well, hang on a second. You when was it? A few weeks ago, you were out in the rain gardening.
Well, they say that's the best time to weed your garden.
That's amazing.
Way. Yeah.
There you go.
Because you pull out and it makes the soil, like, softer.
Yeah, okay.
So you can just pull it out.
Sure.
Here's a question for those green thumb enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Legit question.
Okay, yeah.
13, 27, 10. So, if this is true or if I'm being, somebody's pulling my finger. My finger? My leg?
Your green finger.
Pulling
your
my
green
finger.
Thumb.
Yeah, pull my finger. Pull my finger.
I wonder if that makes grass grow. Just pull the finger.
Well, it will give you the feces to put on the grass, so it will make it grow nice and green.
Yeah.
No, it's somebody's pulling my leg, is what I meant to say. I should ask my mother-in-law this as well. Jamie says to me, don't get an annual plant.
What's an annual plant? One that just comes around once a year.
Well, if it's annual, I would think the same thing.
Yeah.
So Jamie's trying to tell me, my partner.
Yeah.
If this is true or if it's wrong, 13, 27, 10, that an annual plant will live in your garden for 12 months.
Yeah.
It'll bloom once and then it'll die.
Really? Is that what it means?
Mind blowing, because I thought an annual plant lives forever and it just flowers once a year.
See, I'd actually look at it completely different. An annual plant was you put it in there, you see it once a year, and then you don't even bother with it. Well, you just take a photo once a year. Happy birthday, plant.
Why is it that annual plants live less time than my annual weeds? Because the weeds continue to live and the plants die off.
That's a good question.
13, 27, 10 if it's true. So an annual plant, he's trying to say, is a plant that flowers once then dies. I thought it was just a plant that flowers once a year but continues to live.
Okay. Yeah, I would probably, in all seriousness, I'd actually say it was more your side. Yeah. I'm on your side rather than Jamie's.
Yeah, because I was at Porter's Mitre 10 the other day looking at their plants, and that's where this discussion came up. So we're standing in the middle of Charlie's Cafe over there.
Yeah.
So he's like, nah, this is it. Nah, this is it. Nah.
Right, okay.
So
maybe it's these genetically engineered plants that, you know, once it hits 12 months, it expires, just like food and everything else, and you've got to go buy another one, and that's why they've designed it that way.
And this is why I'm having the discussion nice and early in the morning, because if no one calls or can answer it for me, I'm just going to go home and say, told you I was right. I told you. It was correct.
Okay. Look, if you know a little bit about gardening, that'd be great. Help Jay out.
13 27 10 to phone number 13 to 6 at Triple M. Morning. 25. It's 5 minutes away from 6, I should say. Just talking about green thumb that I don't have. I think later on in life, Dave, you start to like plants and, you know, gardening, that kind of thing.
Boring stuff, really.
But the question that just arose with my partner Jamie and I just the other day, we're talking about annual plants.
Yeah, you reckon they flower up once a year. He reckons they live for a year and die.
Yeah, I thought an annual plant lived like forever, as long as you kept it alive. It flowers once, only once in a year. That's what I thought the annual thing was. But apparently he's saying that it's a plant that lives once, like you say, and dies off.
What's the point of that? Except for the nursery getting more money out of you. Hey, Mark in North Mackay, mate, do you know what it means?
It means exactly that. Annual.
Yeah, just so it flowers annually, or does it die after 1 year of living?
It's there for 1 year and it's gone.
And the whole plant dies?
No way.
Yep. Otherwise, they're called a perennial.
I did not know that.
There you go. So, an annual is something that comes and flowers once and then dies off.
Lucky plants don't have brains, otherwise they'd feel gypped, wouldn't they?
What a cruel life. So all these years that I had...
Well, the opportunity is for them to reseed and then they come again.
So all these years that I had plants and they were dying, it could have just been its actual lifespan, not me killing it.
Well, yeah, it could have been, but probably unlikely.
Come on, Mark. Let's be nice, Jay.
What about the weeds? Why can't they be annuals?
They are.
The weeds?
Yeah.
No, mine are centennial.
Yeah. have you seen Jay's garden?
Well, obviously he hasn't been raining enough. He hasn't been able to weed quite enough.
Mark, thanks for clarifying that.
That's okay. So you better call in a florist or something on the way home, mate, and apologise.
No, it's too early for Jamie to be awake, so I'm not going to tell him he was right. So.
Right,
thank you, Mark.
See you,
there you go. A perennial, is it?
Perennial. I've heard that name. Perennial. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Someone get on Google, will you? It'll bug him for the rest of the show. Otherwise,
hands up those people who didn't know that annual
I'll put my hand
flowers
up.
They didn't know that.
I had no idea.
I thought it just flowered once a year and then it continued to flower.
I thought it just said happy birthday and then went back to sleep.
It's happy birthday, I'm dying now. news headlines coming up in a moment. Our Good Luck Truck is delivering Friday. Details next at Triple M. Day for breakfast in the country at the moment. Everyone's going Ed Sheeran crazy. Our top today going 30 degrees. Dave, tomorrow, day one of our Good Luck Truck deliveries. Can't wait for this.
Yeah, if you haven't registered yet, go to the Triple M website, triplem.com.au, click on the win tab. You'll see the Good Luck Truck there. You know, the two of us hanging out the side of it. Beep, beep.
You know, and we've had so many entries so far of people wanting different things, right from movie tickets up to, you know, rates being paid, bills being paid, holidays for families, new cars.
I'm pretty sure Amanda from Mars Pizza Kitchen would love a new brand new car, wouldn't you, from the Good Luck Truck? But the funny thing is, you're sponsoring the whole thing.
Ah, yes, we are.
Wouldn't you? Thanks for coming in the studio.
No worries.
Now, for Mars Pizza Kitchen to jump on board for our Good Luck Truck, why is it so important for you guys? Because you always do this sort of stuff with us. Mm. Why?
Well, it's our way of giving back, I suppose. Like, we love the town that we're in and, you know, Mackay has always supported us and that's a big part of it for us is that we want to give back where and when we can and, you know, nothing we like to do more than, you know, if we hear someone down in their luck that we want to help them out and get back on their feet like people did for us.
It's a perfect match, isn't it, really, when it comes to Good Luck Truck? Because we heard a story about people doing nice things in our region through your stores the other day.
Yeah, so people probably don't know because we don't advertise it much, but we do what we call random acts of random acts of pizza. So if we ever hear, you know, of someone down in their luck or some, you know, family having a tough time, we'll literally just rock up at their door with dinner and say, you know, it's on us. Mm. And we had a customer from Perth message our Facebook page saying that she had a friend in Mackay who was down on her luck and wanted to shout her dinner. So, you know, we jumped on board with that. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, that was really, really great. And then it was last week when we had the rain and there was a homeless lady taking shelter out the front of our Greenfield store and a customer walked in to pick up his pizza and he said, look, can you put a pizza on? I'll pay for it. And when it's ready, can you take it out to the lady out there? So
that is sensational.
Yeah, it's just really beautiful.
Like you've been doing it for quite some time now, like 3-4 years ago, I think it was as well. I think I was really, really sick. I'm going to personal story, Jay.
Yeah.
I was really, really crook, like full on sick. Amanda reached out to me and said, "Hey, are you hungry?" I said, "No, look, it's okay. No, 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 you got to eat. We'll send you over a pizza." The thing is, you didn't actually deliver to that area at the time.
No, that was before. Yeah, that was before Parkside. That came all the way from Real View. I remember that.
Yeah.
Amanda, look, that's all, I think that's why you guys are so successful in Mars Pizza Kitchen, is that you are local. We love to support local. And you do things that it's like twofold. Literally, it comes back around, you know? Yeah. And that's what our Good Luck Truck is all about. We can't thank you enough for being involved, by the way.
No, we love it.
Our first delivery is tomorrow. We can't say too much about it. We're going to tell you off the air about this person that we're delivering to, but we can't wait for it, Dave. It's going to be amazing.
I like the fact that you do the random acts of pizza. What about the random meats of pizza? So someone rings up, just say, hey, just surprise me.
You turn up, you got a rabbit on your pizza.
Oh, yum. Yes.
Someone asked us one day to do an emu, and like they wanted a coat of arms pizza, so they wanted emu and emu and kangaroo pizza. I'm like, oh look, you know what? I can't. No, like I'm sorry, but
there's some things you will do, but yeah, some things
no,
you won't.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not sorry. That's just gross.
Great to have you guys on board with our Good Luck Truck for 2018. Thanks for coming in this morning, Amanda.
No worries,
Amanda, from Mars Pizza Kitchen, Jay and Dave for Brekkie here at Triple M. Come on, come on.